The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning to you on this Monday morning. Guess a couple of us broke through some vacation. Although I will say, you know, John, we've talked about this before. Sunday night, hardest night to go to sleep. Especially yes. When coming back from a vacation, because, you know, you get on a normal flow. I didn't get to sleep last night until, I'm not complaining, I'm just reporting to you, till 2:45 a.m. I slept for an hour and 15 minutes.
That hurts.
I mean, it's just, you know, it stinks, but it, like, you just do it, and then you just move forward.
It sucks bad. Life. And I can tell you, I do empathize. I sympathize and empathize and all that. Sometimes you just can't explain why. A lot of times it is Sunday night.
It's Sunday night. Sunday night's the hard one. For us...
Get a good nap today. Hopefully you can kind of get some of that back.
Sometimes it's avoiding the nap.
Hard way to start the week,
you know,
though.
If you avoid the nap, then it makes it easier to go to sleep at the end of the day.
So totally. Totally.
It's very
delicate
important.
Ecosystem.
It's really...
Sleep balance.
It's really something. All right, Rube, trade deadline. Yep. So when you think back to all you did, which trade are you most proud of? Because you had four massive ones. You had Roy, you had Roy, you had Hunter, and you had Cliff.
I think the Cliff Lee one was the biggest one for me, just because Roy was the target and we couldn't get it done, didn't want to get it done. We could have gotten done by giving up our best two prospects, but I felt like checking off and getting Cliff and the way he performed, I think that was probably the most.
The way he performed in 09 was unbelievable.
Just ridiculous.
Now, you did something really interesting. Maybe this would have been hard to do if you had done the Halliday thing in season, because you did... Obviously, Halliday after a season prior to the next one. But you don't see this that often in baseball. You got Roy Halliday to agree to a 3-year extension as part of the trade.
Yep.
Like, you don't make that trade for those pieces, at least, unless you get that extension.
Correct.
And that's probably hard to do during a season, right?
Yeah, it's hard to do during the season, but we did do that in some ways with Roy Oswalt. Roy Oswalt had to sort of agree, because he had a no trade, to let us pick up his extension.
Option year?
The option year.
Got it.
And to lock it in. Because I would not have made that trade either with the talent that we gave up, unless we got another year out of him.
I don't think there's any way the Phillies give up some of these prime prospects without at least two Octobers coming back in who they get. Meaning, when I say two Octobers, at least a year and a half of control.
I'd like to.
I mean, there's no way you trade Andrew Painter for a guy that's going to be here for 3 months.
You do not.
There's not even remotely. 0%,
right? Some of the other guys either. I mean, you want to try to have... There's one or two of those prospects that I would trade for a rental if the rental was a real difference maker, but and you want to try to have some control. I mean, that's part of the whole process is trying to get some players with control.
All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot going on here. 215-592-9494. Matter of fact, one more thing before we go to the phones. Let's listen to something else Middleton said on Friday night when he met with the media about trade deadline and more. He said something we've been saying all season, but it's important when you hear it from him, because this idea of starters going to the bullpen in October is real, and two of the names he said are important for you to hear. Because we've wondered a little bit about whether they'd pull the trigger there, and he's saying they could. Middleton the other day.
And one of the things people have to realize is a bullpen in the regular season is an entirely different animal than a bullpen in the postseason. if you go back to, like, I was talking to Dave about this about a month ago, and he said, John, and I think it was 06 when the Tigers, which he was running, played the Cardinals. He said, the Cardinals bullpen was very mundane, very average. He said, we weren't concerned about it at all. And then they put Adam Wainwright in the bullpen. And overnight, it turned into a really, really good bullpen. And so you think about it, we only need three pitchers, and we don't need our fourth pitcher until the fourth game of the division series, right? So you need three pitchers, and everybody else goes to the bullpen. And you're going to have people in the bullpen who are now starting pitchers for us. You might see people up. I could see Abel coming back up if he's not up before that for some other reason. I could see Abel in the bullpen coming out at 97 miles an hour with a really good curveball. Painter might be up here the same way.
John, we had wondered if they would do that with Painter. And he wouldn't have said that if they weren't of the mindset to do it.
Sure.
I mean, I just don't think he says it unless...
I got no problem with them doing that at that point. It's all hands on deck in the playoffs. I got no problem at all with that.
But you expressed concern earlier in the year about that.
I would not put him in the bullpen now. Right now. I would continue to develop him as a starter because you never know what's going to happen in your starting rotation.
So when do you make that change? September 15th?
No, you don't make it until... Yeah.
Well, don't really you want late. Him? To, but you want him to get some experience before October, right?
Yes, because you have no idea how he's going to react to it or any of the other younger guys. And that's why I like to have experienced guys who've been there and done that. Or take a guy out of the rotation right now who has experience in the major leagues, a guy like, I don't know, Lizardo, whoever it may be. I don't have a problem at all. Lizardo might be the best weapon they have to pitch in the eighth or ninth in the playoffs.
He's going to the bullpen in October.
So I'm saying.
He's going to. By the way, one clarification, I think.
This is also why it's so huge to have Aaron Nola come back and pitch.
Totally important.
Because they need that depth.
Totally important. Mm-hmm. And by the way, for the fourth starter thing that Middleton said, game four of the divisional round, didn't he mean game four of the NLCS? Aren't we hearing that this year, the way the divisional schedule lines up, that there's that extra day off? I think he means game four of the National League Championship Series is what I think he meant. So, like, if you don't need a, and again, we'd have to check that, but I think that is what he meant based on the NLDS schedule this year where the National League gets the extra day off for television purposes, the way they schedule that. And if that is the case, if you don't need a four starter till the third round of the playoffs, game four, that's enormous. I mean, that means you could literally have in the first two rounds, and hopefully the Phillies don't play in the first round. Hopefully they win, you know. But you could have Nola, Lizardo, Painter, Abel, and David Robertson all joining the bullpen.
Correct.
That's why I think getting an outfielder is, like, way more important than getting a reliever.
You need somebody who can get three outs in the ninth inning, the last three outs.
Yeah, I hear you, Ruben. But if I'm adding potentially five starters, you can't sell me the Marsh, Rojas, freaking Kepler thing.
You may not be able to get the back end guy, but you might have to check off and get the bat. And right. Hopefully they get both.
All right, let's go to Will. Yeah, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Just something to add. I'm excited by Noah Fant. Tight end who was released by the Seattle Seahawks. Really a good player.
Was it a cap thing?
Not sure. They released him.
I think he was for the money they owed him.
Out there, and I really like the idea of going and trying to sign this guy. But I have no idea if that's even a consideration. No, he's a very talented receiving tight end who, you know, create some real competition in that room because right now you got Dallas and Grant Calcaterra's our backup.
When they have Harrison Bryan and the other guy they signed, Kylan Granson. That's it. Yeah.
There's also a guy named Nick Muse and EJ Jenkins, a guy who's very athletic, tall, size, but very raw. We're not talking raw with Noah Fant. We're talking a guy who you can plug and play, and you could be excited about running Tiger with two weapon tight ends.
Yep.
Maybe it's a little bit too much, but that's exciting to me.
Good deal. One more thing before we go to the phones. I just want to set with four positions left in our game of all century. We're 25 years into pro football this century, all century NFL team. What is the sequence of who each of you will get one crack at the first pick.
Yeah, so John went first last time, so I think it's
Rhea did. You go first.
Oh, okay. Oh, Rhea went first. Okay, so I'm up then.
And then who? Is it Rhea or the caller? I'm just saying,
The caller would be after John. So it goes me, John, caller, Rhea is the way we've been doing it.
All right. You got it for first pick. All right. Fair enough. I'm picking the position.
So I'm next.
Okay. Let's go to Will in Northeast Philadelphia. Will, good morning.
Both trying. How y'all doing today?
Great, Will.
All right. Listen, I just want to say about the Eagles, right? You know, all I said was, you know, I think it was all about the play calling, right? I think once the play calling got good.
I think it was a lot more about the talent. Just putting that out there. I mean, play calling's great, but I mean, Saquon plus offensive line plus Jalen plus AJ and Devontae plus Dallas Goedert.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was more important.
Oh, yeah, that was important, you know, and I always said that, you know. But what I'm saying is the play calling, right? As far as the play calling, once the play calling was great, that's why we won the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Because I think we were struggling with that. And I think once we got Saquon and everything, we was executing. And the main thing, like I said, was Sirianni. He got the team to actually, you know, get the Eagles out of the way. And
he did. He did great with that. And you got to give Hurts credit from an ego standpoint that without passing it more, he doesn't complain. You got to give AJ and Devontae a lot of credit as great receivers. Without catching it more, they don't complain. AJ had his one comment last year about passing. You know, that was not great to put out there in the world, but for the most part, it could have been a lot messier, you know? So I think they've checked a lot of egos at the door, and I give them credit. All right, Will, give me who or what is always linked together.
I'm gonna go a little bit off the board, and I think it's a great combination, a key and a lock.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, Will, hang on a second here, because Seltzer gets the first pick now. James, the four positions left are centers, kickers, punters, and returners.
I'll take kickers, and I will take Adam Vinatieri.
Okay, hang on one second. Give me a moment, please. Let me get to the kicker section. You for kicker get 1 point, but not two.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
I thought that was the biggest lock of the four categories left.
I think you're flat out wrong.
This is outrageous.
John, yes. No, it's not. John, you get to go
Tucker.
Next. Absolutely.
He is Tucker. Not better than Adam Vinatieri. That's outrageous. Yeah.
No,
that is nonsense.
It's absolutely
That's
Tucker.
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in
Dude,
my life.
A lot of people say Justin Tucker is the best of all time.
Adam Vinatieri has more big kicks than all of them combined. That's crazy.
Well,
down.
Big Tucker's kicks, better. Yes, but Tucker's
crazy.
Better.
Crazy. That is nonsense.
All right, I think you're wrong. Right, Rhea? No, I'm sorry, not Rhea. Will, you get the next kicker. There's one backup kicker. One more.
Oh. I don't know the backup. Oh, man.
Three, two, one.
Oh.
All right, Will. Stay well, buddy. Rhea, one more kicker.
This is tough, but I'm going to go Jason Elam.
No. Okay.
I'll go with Steven Gostkowski.
No. Richie, you get the last crack at
Harrison Butker.
It is our own David Akers.
Yeah, not even the best kicker in his. Not even the best kicker on his own team this century, but sure.
David Akers, I love that he's on there.
They really got the kicker thing great.
How do you guys miss that?
Because he's not the best kicker on his own team. Jake Elliott's better. What are we talking about? What are we doing here? Disastrous job there on the kickers.
I think you're flat wrong on that, James. There are six Eagles that made this list, either as starters or backups.
If you don't get them all, I'll be embarrassed for this show.
And by the way, I'm not counting Sue, who played for the Eagles for, you know, half a year or a year, whatever the heck that was. I'm not counting him.
Yeah, like 3 months.
There are six guys that, like, played for the Eagles that made this team, and a couple are, I think, still available, I think. All right. Neil in Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, that was contentious right there. Good morning, buddy.
Hey.
What's up, dude?
Well, I think Dombrowski has to make a move, and I agree with – I think both, you know, actually appealed to Rendon. You know, in fact, Ward, you know, like who killed us with the eight RBIs, if they could pry him from the Angels, I would go after Ward. And maybe Batista, you know, from the Orioles, you know, like that, you know, is a reliever. So,
Ruben, is there a player you most want the Phillies to get?
Well, I mean, actually,
Ruben, who do you got as your number one guy, ideally, that they would land?
And I really like the closer in Minnesota.
That's my top guy for a reliever.
Just because there's some control there. Batista's a good one, too. Either one of those.
And it would take
dudes,
a lot
man.
To get.
Oh, yeah.
What level are you willing to give up Andrew Painter for, Ruben?
Oof. I would do it if they would include Buxton in that deal.
And I'm apparently not a big Buxton refuses to move.
I would move Painter if we're getting those two guys under control, and you know, obviously going to take a lot more than that. It'll probably take three more guys or four more guys. But yeah, I would do that.
All right, Neil, I need an answer from you. Who or what is often linked together?
Let's see. How about Desi and Lucy?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Although I stopped reading my my Lucy book. It just wasn't quite good enough.
Didn't get there?
I got to about page 50. And I'm like, yeah. That's, All right. Who's got the first pick here in this round?
Richie does.
All right. John Richie.
Center.
John, they threw his hand
all right,
up quick.
John gets center.
He horseshacked
center.
It.
Jason Kelce.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Well, I thought that Terry was a bigger lock. That's how ridiculous this is.
No, yes. You're wrong, James.
Those were the two I was considering, whether to go Kelce or Vinatieri, and I thought Vinatieri was more of a lock to be number one.
All right. John gets two at center. Where'd my caller go?
He dropped off.
All right. Center's the back. So Kelce is the only starting center. And the number of backups, Rhea, you get the next pick. There's a couple of backups.
Kevin Mawai.
Okay, give me 1 second. The centers, there are backups. There are three, and Kevin Mawai is one of them. Nice job, Rhea. Seltzer, two backup centers left.
Jeff Saturday.
That's a pretty good guess. Let's see. No.
Wow.
Wow, no. That's outrageous.
Marquise Pouncey.
Yes.
I had him on my list.
All right, John, nice job. And Rhea?
Mangold.
Yes. Okay, well done. So Rhea gets 2 points that round. Richie gets three. Richie goes up to 32 points. Rhea's at 22. Seltzer's at 25. Yeah, James, you should have said Kelce last round. I'm just saying. John, what are the chances that on our board we have Ethan Allen? Like an Ethan and an Allen right next to each other. By the way, who was Ethan Allen? Is he a Revolutionary
Allen,
War
he was
guy?
A spy, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of history.
Great
buff.
Furniture, isn't it?
Very solid.
Very, very,
very solid. Very solid furniture.
Sturdy.
I mean, let's go to Ethan, and then we'll get to Alan. Ethan, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How we doing?
I mean, we got to take Ethan before we take Alan. You know what I mean?
Ethan, is your middle name Alan?
No. It is not. It is actually Jeffrey after my dad.
There you go.
EJ.
All right, Ethan, what do you got for us today, buddy?
Just want to set the groundwork really quick. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys for my entire life.
That's awesome, man. Thank you.
24 years, been listening with my pops for as long as I can remember. So thank you guys for that. But also want to say I'm Team Haughty Hammer when it comes to this.
The Hammer!
It's a good team to be on.
Thanks, Ethan. Especially in tennis. That's going to be my best one, I think.
I listen to Tom all week, trying to get John on the side. But you know what? I like it. I like it how it is, the competition. it adds a little bit to it. You know what I mean?
Well, it'll be interesting if I win tennis if John will hop on board. Because one of the things he's been doubting this whole time is me.
Hold on. I don't think if you win tennis that you have a chance to win the race.
Yeah, but then we go 2-2 to hoops. Well, at some point, you got to acknowledge I might be a better athlete than him. I mean, I'm hopefully about to be up 2-1.
A better athlete than Jack.
That's the whole point of this.
Beat him in tennis.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are the sports we're playing. We're playing a wide variety of sports. Like I was all about doing the Oklahoma drill, but my understanding is the company's lawyers said they no to that.
Uh-huh.
Like I wanted to do boxing, wrestling,
that
and the Oklahoma drill.
Been awesome. How about just arm wrestling?
All right,
don't want it.
All right, Ethan, who or what is often linked together?
I'm going to have to go, growing up, Mount Pocono, we only got 6 TV channels. So I'm going to go Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie is another big answer right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Really good.
All right, whose turn is it? I think is it Rhea's turn for first pick?
Caller and then Rhea.
Caller and then Rhea. All right. Caller, Ethan, 2 positions left, punter and returner. Which one do you want to take?
I'm going to go punter.
All right, all-century punter. There is 1 punter first team, 1 punter second team. Who do you got, Ethan?
I'm going to have to go, Johnny Heckler.
Yes, that's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, isn't it Hecker?
Right. We're going to give it to him.
We'll give it to him.
All right.
Is he the starter or the backup?
He's the backup. Rhea, who do you got?
There's only like 1 punter I know. Leckler.
That was the one I was going to guess. Yeah. Shane Leckler. Is he the starter?
I played with him.
I was going to guess him.
Damn. I played with Shane Leckler.
Okay. You guys are doing very well.
I'm so sorry.
So 2 points for Rhea, 1 for the caller. All right. First off, first time caller's got something right in forever. Caller's had a bad last 2 hours. All right, 1 position left. Just putting that out there.
So Richie won automatically. It's
Richie
over.
Has, if this was the Electoral College, Richie would be a 270. You know.
What's the position that's left?
The garden tackle really locked it up for him.
Yeah, we got crushed on that, James.
But the complaining also played a part.
It helped. He got those. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the complaining was, but you know.
Every single time we did it, it's all right, Rhea, Jimmy. And then I'm sitting here, okay, the 2 starters are gone.
He already won and he's still complaining. That's great stuff.
You know who that reminds me of?
Unbelievable.
That's who it reminds me of. All right, we're going to get to calls. We might have time's yours. I'm not even sure. We got a lot of stuff going on here. You can wait. I don't know. Sometimes we don't get enough time's yours callers.
Maybe we'll have it. Call time's yours.
Someone call time's
tell
yours.
Tell Joe what it's all about.
And tell frickin' Seltzer that Tucker should frickin' be first team instead of the New
Nonsense.
England guy.
Nonsense. This is craziness.
Vinatieri had more big kicks.
I mean, come on,
let's
man.
Let's do a
kick. We saw him make the greatest
Tucker.
Kick in the history of the sport in the snow.
Hold on. That's
nothing's
not
close.
The greatest kick. Shut up! Shut up!
Wow.
That game went against John, for what it's worth. John lost that Tuck Bowl.
I don't think Tuck Rule.
He's not better than Justin Tucker.
He is struggling.
I love it. Training camps tomorrow. We're getting you ready for some football. All right, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie with Ruben Seltzer and Rio, 94 WIP.
The sun is shining, the bats are cracking, and BetMGM, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies, is here to make sure Phil's fans savor the 2025 baseball season like never before. BetMGM has a state-of-the-art app with tons of betting options and promotions that are available 24/7, like top odds on all your favorite home run bets and much more. That's right. With BetMGM, you could be a part of every diving catch, every double play, every strikeout, and every home run from your favorite Phillies player at the stadium or right at home. Don't forget, BetMGM is the best place to bet the long ball with top odds on your favorite home run bets. Sign up today for BetMGM, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies, and experience baseball like never before.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community with countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear
no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.